This week at Macy's, discover big savings on fashion and home essentials. Keep warm and stay on trend with specials on coats for him and her, 60 to 65% off. Get 25% off women's shoes for any weather. And refresh your space with select Charter Club bedding and bath collections, now 50% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. More at Macy's.com/StarRewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Hey, everybody. This is David Fournier here from Colorado Springs, Colorado, on our inaugural 19th hole disc golf podcast, season one, episode one. First of all, I just want to say thank you so much to Team Disc Store for accepting my application to be part of the Team Disc Store team. I'm excited about it. We got a lot of things to do. We have several of the staff members for Disc Store and a lot of the team members already agreed to come on and do the podcast with me and be part of what's going on. So today I just want to kind of break the ice and get one started and talk to you about, obviously, disc golf. You know, they say that field work makes the dream work. And that's a slogan that I write on some of the bottom of my discs. So when I'm having an upside down day on the course, I know that never happens to anybody except me. But when those things do happen, I have the ability to look back on that moment and look at my disc, flip it over, and there'll be something on the back of there to remind me, hey, settle down, you got this. And I'll tell you, I believe in the strength of field work. The more you practice something, the more you see something, the more experience you have with it, the better chance you have. But I do want to argue something. Many people say practice makes perfect. Practice makes perfect. And I want to tell you that I firmly disagree with that remark. Practice does not make things perfect. Practicing makes things possible. There's a big difference. I can throw and throw and throw and have a certain hole down at a certain course or a certain putting style down. And then the day comes to use it, a lot of things can change. There could be wind factors or weather factors, and discs are drifting up or they're drifting down or tailwinds or headwinds. Practice doesn't make it perfect. It doesn't mean if I just do it enough time, I'll always get it right. It means it puts me in the best possible position to get it right. Because I want to tell you right now, I'm a firm believer in this. Now, what you do in your disc golf game, what you do in your disc golf game and in your practice when no one is watching is what turns up being seen on your scorecard. Let me say that again. What you're doing and practicing when no one is watching is what will be seen on your scorecard. Now, remember, stay centered. If you're a recreational player, I have a couple friends that we go out and play casual rounds on Sunday, and they're recreational players, and they're out there to have a good time, and nothing bothers them. Choke a five-foot putt, doesn't matter. Pick the wrong disc out of the bag, it doesn't matter. They're out there just to have fun. Like the saying from the company, The Right Life, when they say he who has the most fun wins, they really believe that. And if that's where you're at, enjoy it. Live that moment. Be in that place. But don't get jealous or concerned because somebody's playing better and want to get to that level without putting in the time. Because remember, practice doesn't make things perfect. It makes it possible. Don't get frustrated. Don't get frustrated if you're not getting extraordinary results without putting in extraordinary practice. You know, I'm going to say that one more time. Don't get frustrated if you're not getting extraordinary results when you're not putting in the extraordinary practice. Now, a subject I want to talk about briefly today is going to be about the idea of shot selection. Shot selection. How do I know what disc, what approach, how do I do this? So I'm not talking about a two-foot putt. I'm not talking about a drive. I'm talking about when you got to really sit down and take a look. A lot of times when I'm playing and something, I'll use this word, tragic occurs on the course, it's because I didn't take the time to look at that shot, to set it up, to take a look. Sometimes when you're taking a shot, you need to take a look. So I'm going to give you a simple acronym. It's a word we all love. It's the word ACE, A-C-E, on what to do when you're facing a difficult shot and you're trying to figure out how you want to play this. What do I want to do with this particular shot? I want you to think of A-C-E. Remember, you only get about 30, 45 seconds once you approach your marker or your disc to get ready. So these are the things you want to run through your mind. First of all, the A stands for the word assess. Assess. Give the path of your shot a good look. Branches, the wind, the landing area. Give it a good look. How many times have you thrown something downfield? It pops up and runs great. It's breaking towards the basket. And all of a sudden, it just seems like you hit something out of nowhere. like an alien ship shot it out of the sky. And then we get down there, it's a small branch. It was hanging over somewhere, or it was, you're going across on the top of a creek, and the wind was kind of – there's a lot of things that can affect that. So the first thing I try to do when I get behind that marker is I take a look around and I assess. I look at places that I don't want my disc – excuse me. I look at places that I don't even want my disc to go just to see what's there and rule that place out. I just look. Where do I want it to land? And how do I visualize it? By the way, remember, your brain is an interesting thing. Mine is particularly interesting. But your brain is an interesting thing. So when you're standing in a tee box and, you know, 15, 20 feet ahead of you is two trees, you're going through the middle, and you think to yourself, I don't want to hit those trees. Your brain and your body don't have a mechanism to ensure that. You didn't tell them what you wanted done. You told them what you didn't want done, and your brain doesn't have a way to figure that. You've got to look through those trees and say, I want my disc to go through there. I assess it. I want it to go through there. So everything I'm doing from there is moving forward in that idea. So A is for assess. C is for choose. What disc am I going to throw? What route? And tell yourself, you know, ask yourself an honest question. Can I make this shot? I mean, can I really make this shot? Think of this now. I know this sounds like a really small thing, but think of it like this in your mind. Choose the shot you can make, not the shot you have to make. Let me say that again. When I go to the marker, I assess, okay, I've got a route. I pick my landing spot. I can see I got a clear path or a low path or an anhyzer path or whatever it may be. I pick that. Now I go to choose it, and I think to myself, man, if I crank this thing way down there, I can get all the way down around this one throw. Well, that's a shot I have to make. And everything better go right to get to that place. Or I can look at the shot that I can make. Well, I may not be able to get 10 feet around that basket or land behind it, but I know I can get here for sure. Because it's amazing when you sit down and look at your shot, assess and choose, when you're thinking it through, how you have a shot you can make, and then you have a shot you have to make. And last of all is the E, and that's execute. Execute. There are four S's that we're going to have here. That's right. There's a quiz on this later, so you better be paying attention. Four S's here. You got to lock yourself down mentally to the steps that you took, the assessment you made, the choice that you made, and perform those. You got to perform those. How many times have you been halfway through you're stepping up, you're up on your front foot, you got your grip on your disc, you're ready to go, and you're halfway through pulling it across your body, and you change everything from a drive to a mid-range approach or a mid-range to a drive approach, and something really horrible happens. Because right in the middle of it, something changed. We started overthinking. We started thinking. Remember, plot it, assess it, choose it, and when it comes to execute it as the steps you took. Now, here are four S's. Number one is state. Get yourself in a state that you're able to do it. I find myself a lot of times either not really thinking it through enough or overthinking it too much. So what I do is something really simple. As I get ready to approach that shot, and I'm looking at it, I kind of shake my arms a little bit, stand up, move myself around, take a nice breath, and get my state back. Kind of just, all right, now I'm back in this again. I'm ready to go. Next, after I get my state good and I'm thinking clearly in my mind, next comes story. Now, I thought about it. What outcome did I want? That was during the choose section. I assessed it. I got myself wrapped around it. Now I'm getting to the story part. What is the outcome that I want? What disc did I choose? What can I make this shot? Make it. And then last is strategy. How will I get this done? Now, see, the third one is interesting because everybody starts with strategy. Oh, I'm just going to pick up my disc and throw it down there. That's if you're Paul Macbeth or Ricky Wasaki or Paige Pierce or Katrina Allen or Sarah Hokum or any, that's if you're those people. Yeah, sure. You think that's how they do it? No, you don't start with strategy. You start with the preparation. And as I get myself in, again, assess my shot, choose my shot, execute my shot, get myself in the state to do it, the story, what exactly am I trying to get done? Now I can plan and practice and throw the strategy. We said there were four S's. The first, state, story, strategy, and last of all is shoot your shot. Man, this is the moment of truth. This is what you've been waiting for. You assessed it. You chose a disc. You chose your route. You're ready to execute it, and now it's time to execute it. Now, by the way, are we going to execute every shot properly? Now, you and I both know We've had rounds out there where nothing can go wrong. If we kick a tree, it kicks towards the basket. If we throw a 15-foot putt that's 3 feet over the basket, something drops it in. Second shots are landing. We all know there are days where nothing is working. So you really got to ask yourself the question, what's the difference between these days? Now, again, there can be a lot of environmentals that affect it, wind and cold and heat, and you're having an off day. You mentally, you're just not there that day, whatever it may be. And remember, if you're a recreational level player and you're just out there to have a good time, stay with having a good time, but pick up tips that will make the game more enjoyable for you. I mean, hey, if you could play an 18 basket round and throw five less shots, you just won't be as tired when you get done. That's an accomplishment just in itself. But shoot your shot. Now, remember, this is a famous saying, and I really like it. Remember that if you're in your head, you're dead. If you're in your head, you're dead. Now, what that means simply is that I've done my assessment. I've made my choice. It's time for me to execute. I'm standing in the tee box. I'm getting ready to make that down there. And if I'm still talking to myself at this point, if I'm still in my head, I hope this doesn't go out of bounds. I hope I don't hit those trees. Remember, your mind has trouble getting something done when you're telling it what you don't want it to do. If I'm in my head, I'm dead. I'll hit the first tree out of the box. I'll throw that thing right into the ground. I'll skyrocket. I'll grip lock it. And you got to wonder, like, wait a minute. I listened to David's podcast, and he said if I did all these things, it'll always work out. I never, ever said that because it doesn't do that for me. But what I do need to do every time when I get out there is get out of my head. There's time now for me to breathe it and say, okay, assess, choose, execute, I'm ready to go. And turn my mind off at that moment and allow my body and my brain to work through the motion of making that shot happen. Hey guys, it's been great being with you. I'm looking forward to more podcasts to come. Some of them will be shorter than this one. Some will be longer. Some are going to be interviews. And if you've got a topic or subject that you want, just comment on it in the Team Discord page or my Facebook page where you may see this podcast at. Just comment and let me know what you're looking for. If you're interested in getting interviewed about your group, about where you play, about things that are important, ladies, I need you. We need you. Respect your game. We got a lot of things that we need to talk about. Just please let me know, and I'm always glad to help out. Again, my name is David Fournier. Team member for DiscStore.com.
This week at Macy's, discover big savings on fashion and home essentials. Keep warm and stay on trend with specials on coats for him and her, 60 to 65% off. Get 25% off women's shoes for any weather. And refresh your space with select Charter Club bedding and bath collections, now 50% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. More at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Yes, I booked it.
And just like that, you finally booked that break with free cancellation at Booking.com. So where are you dreaming of? The fresh air of the ocean? Or maybe it's the mountains that are calling. When you're ready, just go to Booking.com or check out the app and filter by places offering free cancellation. Booking is easy. And if something comes up, change your plans and book for another time. Hassle-free. Book your stay today with Booking.com. Terms apply. Available at selected properties.